Today, in a few words, I wish to pay tribute to Philip Hughes. And I do so on behalf of Cricket Australia and the entire Australian cricket community, and also on behalf of all who love this game from every corner of the globe. I also want to offer love and support of that entire cricket family to Philip's own family. They have lost a beloved son and an adored brother. Mere words are woefully inadequate at times like this. But if the life of Philip Hughes demonstrated one thing, it is this. A great deal can be packed into a very short time if you have talent, passion, and a big adventurous spirit. Over the past week, this nation and the cricket world have reeled in shock and grief at Philip's sudden passing. Yet even amid that profound sense of loss, the spirit of cricket has shone through the darkness. From the Queen to our Prime Minister, community leaders have paused to pay tribute to Philip and to offer solace to his family. The wave of emotion that has washed over our country this past week tells us so much about the affection millions felt for Philip, and also about the privileged place cricket has near the heart of this nation. Quite simply, the boy from this proud community of Maxville personified the spirit of Australian cricket. Ever since Bradman, the image of the innocent country boy playing in the backyard while dreaming of wearing a baggy green cap has become entrenched in our psyche. It's our foundation myth as a cricketing nation, and Philip loved that dream. The bonds of mateship have been on display from that awful moment Philip was injured, when former teammates rushed to his side. And in the week since, the distinctions between opponents and teammates have dissolved. Every cricketer in the world joined Philip's team. That display of universal love and respect speaks volumes about this young man. It tells us about those who knew him best and what they felt for him. His journey from the backyard to baggy green cap 408 personified the Australian cricketing dream. Philip's joy in playing his natural game was evident to all. That pair of centuries in his second test in South Africa will be an abiding memory for a whole generation of fans. Philip Hughes was an Australian cricket archetype. He took us all on his pilgrimage from his family's Maxville farm to cricket grounds all over the world, and now to the Field of Dreams. I suspect by now that he'll be up there, and having taken guard, he's already flying his trademark cut shot backward a point. To the Hughes family and the entire community of Maxville, thank you for letting cricket into your lives. To Virginia, Greg, Jason and Megan, I'd like to leave you with this. Ed Smith once wrote that cricket is possessed of a rich, poetic heart. For the cricket community today, that heart is heavy with sorrow. Cricket's heart has been pierced by pain, but it will never stop beating. It will find its rhythm next week in Adelaide and beyond. And wherever cricketers gather, they will always hold Philip Hughes and his family close to that generous beating heart. Philip Hughes, forever unconquered on 63.